Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to episode 503, entitled...
Whoa.
Whoa.
Apparently this is only 502.
Oh,
sorry, yeah. Right. 502. Sorry. My mind skipping. Yeah. Nike plus Trump equals question mark? Yes, it's another edition of AMC Press & Co., your healthy dose of disabled satire anarchy. You know, the one where the disabled satire anarchy news. Right, exactly. We're trying to make people see our way. And, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, yeah, so let's just get right into it, shall we? In today's news, since we don't have a lot of time, it's already 10:03, Jesus. Nike has unveiled shoes. What kind of shoes are these?
How about you?
I'll take this one, since I have no idea what to
say.
Shoes for special needs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Shoes for special needs. Thanks to a plea with... from a teen with cerebral palsy, he can now be put on his shoes independently. Nike is taking to introducing the sneakers designed specifically for people with disabilities, which is fantastic.
That's great. Progress.
It's progress, even if it's one shoe at a time.
People out there that may not...
Everybody needs to have feet, right? So, I mean, shoes. Everybody has feet. Wait a second.
Well, I don't think everybody has feet.
Yeah, you're right about Johnny.
You know.
That, I mean, You're right about that, Tommy. It is the kind of thing where everybody kind of will has feet and has different types of shoes. Women have stiletto heels and flats. Men have Nikes and Adidas and New Balance. The list can go on and on. Anyway, a 16-year-old, Matthew Walzer, wrote an open letter to Nike in 2012 asking if the Athletic wear giant to make a more accessible line of shoes that would still provide people like him, to people like him in need. At 16, I am able to completely dress myself for my parents, self to tie my shoes, and a teenager who is striving to becoming totally self-sufficient. I find this extremely frustrating, at times embarrassing. My dream is to go to college, to the college of my choice, without having to worry about somebody coming to tie my shoes every day. Now Walzer is getting his wish. The company said this week, after working with Walzer for 3 years on testing for prototypes, which is great, that it's an easy entry footwear. Rather than rely on laces, the new approach is to use a wraparound zipper system to secure the shoe in back. What's more, a larger opening at the back makes it easier to slide the foot in and out, which is awesome. Now, In talking to Matthew and many other athletes with disabilities, it is the easiest way was to just look at the important lacing as a lacing solution. Toby Hatfield, a Nike designer, said in the posting on the company's official website, while there are varying levels of mobility to make it difficult to provide a universal solution, we feel that is a significant development for anyone who has ever struggled independently to secure their foot within their Nike shoes. Starting Thursday, limited quantities of LeBron's Soldier 8 Fly E will be available at Nike.com, with additional Fly E styles that are in the works. I knew what I was doing in football terms, a Hail Mary, and to be quite honest, I had very low expectations. However, I was expecting a very polite letter back in recognition of my request. Who's now a sophomore at Florida Gulf University, Coast University. There is not enough thank yous in the world to express my undying gratitude. Well, Nike, you fucking scored it again, you fucking squish people. I mean, honestly, I used to wear Nikes. And, this is an amazing thing. His complete open letter actually is on the Nike website. And shall we read it? I think we shall.
Yeah.
My name is Matthew Walzer. I am a high school student and I will become a junior at Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida. I was born too much premature in October 19, 1995. I only weighed 2 pounds and 14 ounces. Because my lungs were not fully developed, my brain did not receive enough oxygen. As a result, I have a brain injury that caused me to have cerebral palsy. Fortunately, I'm only affected physically, as others can be affected mentally and or physically or both. I have overcome challenges in my life, although doctors from the country's top hospitals told my parents that I would never walk, and even if I ever talked, I would have a major list. These diagnoses proved to be false. I walk somewhat independently around my home, and I can use crutches when I'm outside of school. I also never had a speech problem. In fact, I am planning to attending college. I've attained a 3.9 grade point average, and being the highest. And I'm taking my advanced placement classes. I have a strong passion for journalism and write for sports and news sections in my high school newspaper. This year, I was personally received an award for writing one of the most top high schools of columns in my county out of all the challenge I have to overcome in life, there's one challenge I'm still trying to master in tying my shoes. Cerebral palsy stiffens the muscles in the body, and as a result of I have flexibility in only one of my hands, which makes it impossible for me to tie the shoes. My dream is to go to college without college of my choice without having to worry about somebody to come and tie my shoes every day. I've worn Nike basketball shoes all my life, and I can only wear this type of shoes because I need ankle support to walk. I am currently wearing the Lunar Hyper Gaming and LeBron Zoom Soldier 6s at 16 years old. I'm completely able to dress myself, but my parents still have to tie my shoes. As a teenager, who's striving to become totally self-sufficient, I find this extremely frustrating at times. I know that Nike makes slip-ons, sandals, and other types of shoes. However, I and many other physically challenged people are unable to wear them due to lack of support. When I think of Nike, I think of one of America's most innovative and forward-thinking companies. Nike's always pushed limits, making their shoes slightly lighter, faster, stronger, and by using new materials in designs and new technologies. This benefits people from all around the world. Bill Bowman said it best: if you have a body, you are an athlete. And I believe no matter what their physical, economical or social circumstances may be, deserves to call themselves an athlete and deserves to have the sense of freedom and independence. If Nike would design a pro and produce a basketball and running shoes with moderate support and some kind of closure system that could be useful to everyone, Nike could create a shoe line that attracts people that face the same physical challenges as I do and still do, and yet could be possible for anyone to wear them. I'm always searching the web for any type of shoe brand that could make athletic shoes that provide good support and are self-lacing and are made for everyday wear or everyday playing sports. And it's disappointing that no athletic brand has taken the creative and initiative to design something and produce something in this category. I hope to bring this to your attention. Nike will consider being the forerunner in producing athletic shoes that will make a difference in quality of so many lives. This letter is not a business proposal. I am simply making you aware that there is a need for this type of athletic shoe, and there's a great need. Thank you for taking my time to read this letter, and no matter what the challenge I have faced in my life, I've always strived to be independent and independent for everyone. Best regards, Matthew Walter. Well, I have to say that's awesome. I have to say, you know, it is definitely an awesome letter.
There is a need for that. There is more of a need for everyone to have the best shoes and to help, because there's people out there that may not have cerebral palsy but have issues
with
their body.
And he wrote this. Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, with these
housing brands take into consideration who's actually purchasing either.
plot? What do you mean?
There's some brands that would go, oh, we're sports shoe. Let's not focus on a group of, specific group of people. When they don't necessarily know who's actually purchasing.
Right.
It's like going, if you want apples, it's the, yes, you want a specific kind of shoe, but if you're limited, then what more do you have? And does that help anyone?
I have to say that, like, I used to wear Nikes, and the only reason I can't wear Nikes anymore is because my feet are, like, I have flat feet, okay? So, the thing about flat feet is that it hurts to walk around, okay? It's not like muscular dystrophy, it's not like a physical handicap, but it does hurt. I mean, I wear padded socks because I can't, you know, which help the pain a lot better. But, you know, I run on New Balance. I also run on Nikes. Do I wish that Nike had the same thing, you know, had they developed this 23 years earlier, 33 years earlier, I might have personally bought a copy, a thing of it. But, thank God that Mr. Walzer, I'm hoping I'm spelling your name right, dear sir, or saying it right, Walzer, you know, had the bright idea to say, listen, throw us a bone. And they did.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. That is amazing. And, you know, power to the people who can actually say, fuck you. I mean, not fuck you, but definitely, listen up. I have a disability and I need shoes, and it, you know, none of your files work. Help. Essentially what he said.
But in a nice way. But he said it in...
Well, yeah, in a very nice way, and without any kind of, you know, emotional handicap.
Right.
And it was a lovely letter, and
yeah.
I may be coming across quite crass, but I don't mean to. It was a lovely letter, and she definitely, you know, definitely get some royalties coming his way.
Yeah, because he needs
something.
Something, because he grew to better. Make things better. And I would hate to see him not get anything out of it. I hope Nike gives him something. Because if it wasn't for him, Nike wouldn't have tapped into this kind of market.
Right, and the approach of which he said this is not a business proposal, it is just a consideration.
Yeah.
Probably the best approach for all you letter writers out there is never say, oh, this is a business proposal, because you're not going to get anywhere. You know, same with me with writing. I never... will pass out a script until it's ready. I'll say, you could have, you know, another script that is ready. but I'm never going to say, can you produce my thing? Can you produce my thing? Because it's really up to the producer, isn't it, to produce it? And if you get so lucky, as we have, and we can't reveal what we have to lucky about, but if you get into the places we're getting to, you know, you might feel that you can't do something, but believe us, you can do anything you want. Like, there's nothing that is going to be as debilitating and as soul-crushing as if you didn't do it. If you didn't do it, that's soul-crushing right there.
Yeah.
That's like
it would be one thing to go, yes, I don't feel like I could do it, but there's always a chance of saying, yes, I can do it. And at the risk of sounding kind of crass, not crass, rude.
R. Kelly, you can't lie, just not with fucking strings. You know, I Believe I Can Fly is probably a great song of inspiration, but that's only so far as a fucking hoop.
It also means it takes a lot. You don't get there without working either.
Right. Exactly.
And putting your mind to it is that's what counts.
Exactly.
If you don't put your mind to it,
and that's what
he
did.
What does that prove?
Yeah, exactly. And now, on to our next topic. We have the Ginger of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. The 4/10, obviously, the New York Times today said Donald Trump says he's worth more than $10 billion. You mean 10 billion Tampas? Or wait, 10 billion depends? What are you saying, Trump? Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's the first order of business. You're worth $10 billion. With a B.
Does B mean baby?
As a baby. You know.
B as in baby? B as
in... B as in baby. Yeah.
Or something else of that nature.
Bastard?
Maybe, I don't know. Potentially. Leave it up to everyone's imagination.
I mean, you know, he said in a statement Wednesday that he's now in worth over an excess of $10 billion, which is more than $18.7 billion. And when he was announces his presidential candidate over a month ago.
Okay, great. Bravo.
Bravo. We applaud you, Mr.
Good for
Trump.
You.
But
yeah.
We applaud you. We applaud you. We certainly do. But the thing we have a problem with is, why are you advertising it?
It's like, good to know.
Good to know. Yes, I'm worth $10 billion.
Lovely.
And?
Great. Yeah, it's like,
And
my son,
oh,
my,
good for you.
It's exactly the compliment I was waiting for. And my butt grows rainbows.
No, you shoot out. No, you're like the twist.
Yes,
like
I shoot
the,
out rainbows. Thank you.
Yes, you shoot
I'm
out
so
rainbows out of your ass. Got it?
Yes, I shoot cyan, I shoot bumpkiss, I shoot blue, I shoot magenta, and
magenta.
I also shoot chartreuse. You know, I may shoot indigo, but that's on a bad day.
That's on a very bad
day. You know, that's a very bad day. That's when I'm extremely depressed, but, you know, I live in the clouds, also, to see. Do you know the way to Candyland, Mr. Trump? Oh, yes, it's through Africa, by way of Zimbabwe, by way of Nigeria, and then back through Nigeria to Zimbabwe, and then back to Bosnia. Now, with Bosnia, you're going to have to turn through Bosnia to Transylvania, to the Alps, which are not in Transylvania, but in the French Polynesian. No, wait, that's France. Yes. So you go down to France and then back to the U.S. and where you have spent all of your money. Leaving your penniless. Anyway, you know, it is kind of stupid, you know, to say, oh, yes, I'm worth more than the God Green Earth.
And you're doing this why?
Can I call Lucille Ball to actually pass me some Depends, please? Yes, Mr. Trump, here you go. Put these on.
It's like, put these on, and then you can now proceed.
Right.
I'm sure.
I mean, it is kind of thing. It's a kind of bad thing when you're saying, oh, yes, I shit bricks, and...
It's
and
like
just
fabulous.
How do you shit bricks?
It's like good, nice.
Wait,
fun.
If you shit bricks, if you appropriately shit bricks, no. If you appropriately, if you appropriately shit bricks, there's a great new toy available. Isn't there?
Oh,
is
yes.
There?
It's Leto.
Yes. Leto, we are now selling.
I think it's a box hog for those who fancy to have Trump legitimately up your ass.
You're fucking kidding me, Allison. You're serious.
No,
that's fucking hilarious.
I'm not kidding. Hey, I think
well,
apparently,
I mean, apparently
for
you're not
creative for the creative person who thought it off.
Yeah, I mean, except under his ass, he's shouting, I have $4 million. Translation. I have $14 billion and I can fuck you up the asshole. Oh, wait. I'm already up your asshole. So it doesn't matter. Sorry. I wanted to do something insulting and, like, the mental picture of his face going to people's asses. Well, you know.
Oh, my.
The mental picture of his face going into people's asses.
Hmm.
Yeah, it
and
does seem like
these things. I'm assuming these are not for the Trump, those who don't particularly care for Trump. Or it could
definitely
be for
not.
Both.
It could be for both. It could be for both. could be for both. It could be for the just recently 89-year-old Nazi who got sentenced in Germany.
Oh, sure.
Maybe they can send. Maybe they can send him one, since you know, Donald Trump has become the new Nazi. I mean, it is kind of, you know, he is, Donald Trump's new campaign has fought too many Nazis. Okay? We need to put real leadership. We need results. Let's put the USA back to business. Well.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do something. Okay. If they wanted to put the USA back to business, they would be saying, I see you. Where is your leader now? He's dead. Where is he? Where's the fat ginger? I see you. You know. But, you know, it's not going to be the funniest thing. The funniest thing is that he recently ended his apprenticeship, but now he's just going into another direction altogether. I mean, butt plugs? Really? Fucking butt plugs. Now, that's funny. But you know what's even funnier, Allison?
Yeah.
Or Johnny. Do you know what's even funnier?
Does it
Do you know what's even funnier?
Sure.
What?
I said, sure. What is it?
Donald Trump up somebody's ass with possibly Jeb Bush. That is funnier. Now, this artist also promises to get working right on Jeb as well. So hopefully, he can actually sell these for a good pretty penny. Maybe you could sell... Here's an idea, Mr. Sosa. Here's an idea. Maybe you can sell one where it's a bundle pack, where it's Jeb Bush and Mr. Trump of somebody's ass. Maybe the ultimate teabagger would actually love it. But who's to say? Now, off with you, Trump. Off, I say. Allison. What is... What is our last offer of the night?
How about we all discuss it? Not just one, not just the other.
True. Well, disability wages, right? Yes.
Their advocates are saying that people with disabilities, the wage limits aren't doing best for people who need to actually live independently. You can't do that.
Right. Right.
And finding jobs, it puts a barrier off when it comes to wanting to work, wanting to do anything of that nature.
Right. But wanting to do anything of that nature, and the fact is, like yourself, people with disabilities have started to fund their own non-profits, thinking that that is the best way to get
able to actually work.
Right. And that, to me, is kind of awesome. It's not awesome that they're decreasing people with disabilities, but it, or, you know, just decreasing their, decreasing their opportunities, but it is awesome to see that
these creating nonprofits only could help people as well, and it creates a form of employment.
Right. Right.
As people will go, is it employment or isn't it?
Well, to be or not to be.
That
right.
Is the question.
Yeah.
That is the question, whether it is noble or mine, whether you can shove us strings arrows off of everyone's mortal coil. Okay, Shakespeare said it best. Whether we see the thing that I have is thing that I have a trouble with is the insanity of telling people they can't do it when they totally can.
That doesn't help anyone. That doesn't make any. What more does it do? Hinders people.
Yeah, it hinders people, and it hinders people to work, you know. There are entrepreneurs all around the world. The question is, can you do what you want to do, you know, and still be successful. That's the thing.
Right.
But that's really that's really the case, is, like, I'm successful with writing. I'm disabled. We're successful with this podcast because we bother to do it every week.
Wow.
And we don't stop.
Wow.
But, you know, there are a lot of people who do stop, who do kill their dreams midway through.
And maybe it wasn't their choice either, that it happened.
It might have not been their choice, but they are. It might have not been their choice. But in all seriousness, what could you possibly do if you didn't have if you didn't have a dream?
Yeah, everyone has dreams.
Everyone has dreams. And if you didn't have a dream, then
you're just stuck.
You're stuck, exactly. You're very stuck. And I think that, you know, that's the importance of dreams. The importance of dreams. Dreams start things. If you don't have a dream, the best quote about dreams is that John Lennon said it, you know, everybody said it. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday that you will join us in a world where we live as one.
Yeah.
T.R. Lauren, Tennessee Williams.
Walt Disney, and also Walt Disney, has many quotes about dreams.
But the best one by far is
Walt Disney's quotes are still very good too.
No, they are very good.
So don't discredit him as well.
I'm not. I'm just saying other dreamers besides Walt Disney. I'd say that, you know, Tennessee Williams once said, you said they're harmless dreamers and they're loved by people. What I ask you is harmless about a dreamer, and what I ask you is harmless about the love of the people. Revolution only gets good dreamers who remember their dreams. And that's very true. If you want something to change, and you have a desire to see that through, like we have a desire to be the number one satirical radio show in the world, and we're doing it, with the help of you guys and the help of our ingenuity and stuff like that, then it's possible. Anything is possible.
All is possible.
It's a matter of will and anything else That's what it is. That's what it is. And I think we should end on a positive note like that. And so, shall we tell you what's the episode for 503?
Well,
for 507? Well,
did I say tomorrow? I mean, 503 will be Monday.
On Monday's episode, we will talk about fox hunting and disability. We might bring up Trump again. I know, people are getting tired of Trump, but we can't stand him either. We will definitely bring up Serena Williams and the Serena Williams troll that she, and talk about that. And other things. So, and where can you find us? Well, you can find us.
And you can find us at itsmyurals.com/AMCPress.
And search for us on Facebook and Twitter and shop for us on Zazzle.
Yes,
we
wish
have tons
they could
of
all
stuff.
Find us. Wish they could all find us there.
Right. And
so,
and I guess all that is left to say is have a great evening and have a great weekend. We will see you.
It's going to be beautiful this next couple of days.
Yeah. Get out, enjoy the sunshine.
Okay.
Get out, enjoy the sunshine. Anyway,
yes.
Have a great night, guys, and I guess we'll see you soon. We'll see you on Monday.
On the flip side.
Yes, bye.
Yeah. Bye.